Well, what do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put in for burial?
Casket.
Okay. What do
And
you call
you now they put you in, put the vault down in there, and they put the casket in the vault. And
Oh.
they do, you know, they have changed a good bit in burying people now.
I know. Of course, it used to be, you know, that you just had a
They just
casket.
put you in the ground.
Yeah.
And that's the way, let's see, now Mama was put in the ground, and I reckon Papa was put that way. And then it goes down, you see, and you have to keep filling it up as years goes by.
Right.
And the slabs now out there on the Papa and Mama, I've been trying my best to get them all, if I could get them all just the same that's in that lot, distance from the, I could get stuff put on it. But I can't get nobody to take them up and smooth that lot enough off and get those slabs just exactly the same. I just can't get nobody to do it. I have tried my best to. And now Lee's lot, when we buried him, we had to get another lot because Papa's lot was filled up. I put Aunt Meg when she died in there. I said, well, at the time she died years ago, no use of y'all buying another lot. I said, I can't look after so many lots. So there's four graves in that lot, and that's as many as that lot will hold. Well, it would have held six if you put them real close together. And Papa built a wall around it, and Papa could build the best walls I ever saw, and I saw a crack or two in that wall up there not long ago. But we had Lee's fixed with that gravel, you see. It's concreted and then the gravel's put on it. And I don't know how long that'll last before that'll break through. They say it's 2 inches thick, so that's what they say. And that's what I wanted to put on Papa's lot, I said, before I was gone.
What do you call a place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
And a lot of that was Roman God.
What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
A lake, don't you?
Well, all right, a lake is still water. What would you call flowing water?
River?
Smaller than a river.
Small river.
A small river?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call one that's even smaller than a small river, a real tiny one?
Spring.
Okay.
You when I was a child, Mr. was at a pasture over yonder, and it had water flowing in it, you know, in a slippery rock. We used to go and sleep down on that rock, just go fly.
Yeah, I used to do that.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It sure was. It felt good in a hot summer, too. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast, or do you have a word for it?
I don't have a word for it because I don't know too much about the seacoast.
All right. What do you call the straps that are worn over the shoulders to hold up a pair of trousers?
I can't think of nothing. Now the stars divine, and see them. Papa wore them all the time. You know what I'm talking about. What is it?
Well, I want the word you use. There are several words that people use.
No, I'm a dog. I know what they are because he used to wear them all the time.
I'll come back and ask that. Do you have a word for unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Did I have a word? What are you thinking of the gravy? And make thickened gravy out of it if you like. But I don't like it with ham myself. I'd rather pour a little water in it and let it be red and have the grease on it too. But now you can do that.
All right, if it's not thickened, what do you call it?